Hello, and welcome to the 40th edition of the Mechhead Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Sam. And last week, I mentioned that MechRealm.com was down, and I finally found out why. Here's what was on the front page a while ago. Quote, MechRealm has been closed due to many reasons. One main reason is I am tired to fight for keeping the site open. No recognition at all from ClassicBattletech.com after asking them 9 times for 2 years to post a link in their fan website. Others people sending me emails asking me to close due to copyright issue, and so, tired of this. A little bit of recognition from the official side of my work trying to keep OOP available to others to see will not have hurt anyone, but give me reason for my hard work. Thank you, Marauder. And as of right now, the site is officially closed, and so we've lost a very, very good site, and I miss it because it was really, really useful to me when I was at school. I didn't have my heroes with me that I could go online and just find what I need. It's information, that's all I wanted. But nope, it's gone. So let us mourn for a bit. And let's move on to the Mech of the Week. This Mech of the Week was requested by Big J, and he wanted the Highlander. And I include the Highlander the Highlander 2C. And I know this mech originally from TRO 3025R, revised. But you may know the one without all the copyright mechs. Well, you know, the revised ones without all the copyright mechs, the Stinger, the Wasp, etc. But many of you will know it from TRO 2750. I'm going to start with the original one from 2750, and then go down a level to level 1, and then go back up to level 2, and then the clan. And at 90 tons, the Highlander has few competitors in its weight class. The Cyclops, the Mauler, there aren't many 90 tonners. But no mech in his weight class does what it does. A few smaller assault mechs have jump jets, but for a long while, it was the biggest thing with jump jets that was canon. Now, a couple other mechs have, although now that's not true, still a good, solid, dependable design. Now, the clans have been known to put original Highlanders on the field, direct quote from TRO 3050U, as well as their Highlander IIC. Ah, sorry about that, I'm just saying IIC instead of 2C, which is how you're supposed to say it. 2C, which will also be covered today. The first one is the HGN-732 Highlander, and this is the Star League original. The only advanced equipment on this thing is Fair Fever's armor, case, and a Gauss rifle. The armament consists of the aforementioned Gauss rifle with 2 tons of ammo, an Astrum 6 with 2 tons of ammo, 2 medium lasers, and the LRM-20 with 2 tons of ammo. So you've got a lot of ammo on this thing, so it really is meant to guard installations, but that's still enough ammo to last 15-30 turns, which is quite a good amount of time for a battle. This is definitely a range bracket mech, because with only 12 standard heat sinks, you wouldn't want to fire everything at once. And the standard engine, plus case, and 15.5 tons of ferrofibrous armor is a very tough mech to put down. Facing off versus a CP-11G Cyclops, which has the same weight and similar battle value, on the Classic Battletech map in Mega Mech, well, here's how it went. Having 2 tons of SRM ammo hurted, it's just almost impossible to run out of ammo in a regular battle. But still, it's been a good, dependable design for me. And as I said before, supposedly, the clan still use the original design in second line forces. That's, again, courtesy of 3050U. And next up is the HGN-733. And this is the first Highlander that I personally ever saw. And now 3025R, my very first TRO. This is the level 1 version. It's still 90 tons and 353, but now it has 17.5 tons of armor and 13 heat sinks. The armament consists of an AC-10 with 2 tons of ammo. A lot of y'all may be wondering why didn't they put an AC-20 in instead, but the range works out. It still has a good range weapon. It allows a bump of armor and a bump of a couple other things, like the extra heat sink, an extra ton of LM-20 ammo, the 2 tons more armor. It really does make it good. You know, it keeps it, gives it two longer range weapons and two, or three short range weapons, the SRM-6 and the two medium lasers. It's really all evens out. If it has an AC-20, it only have one long range weapon, the LM-20, which wouldn't be that good. And although it has an amazing amount of ammo in it, it almost has a matched amount of armor. The battle again took place on the BattleTech map and get into Cyclops again. And if it was on a bigger map, I would have been able to stay away from the Cyclops AC-20, but unfortunately, I didn't. And that just goes to show that battle value really is not a good, doesn't really work all the time. He had the Cyclops had about 250 less battle value than me, and it still won. And now we go back to level 2, with the HGN-734, and it's a Lyran design, a fairly new one. Comes out of 3050U. And it takes the original 232, drops in a light engine, two more heat sinks, and the heat sinks are now doubles, and redoes the armament to an LBX-20 with 3 tons of ammo, two Streak SRM-6s with 1 ton of ammo, two ER mediums, an ER large, and a medium pulse laser and case. And on the same map as before, versus the same opponent, the level 2 Cyclops, it was an easy victory. A ton of crit sinking power with the LBX-20 and the two with the double streaks. But not many hole punchers. Still, having two Streak SRM-6 packs hit at once is fun. Like, if you need a crit seeking mech, this thing will do the job very nicely. With the LBX-20 being able to fire shotgun, shotgun blasts and regular, you can still crit and still make big holes. Next up is the HGN-736 and is a Comstar mod. Takes the original, swaps out heatsinks to doubles, but drops two of them, replaces the SRM-6 with a Streak SRM-4, so that's pretty comparative, adds Artemis to the LRM-20, and adds C3I. Versus the same opponent as before, the same location, had a very easy victory. This thing can fire all its weapons even after jumping with no heat, which I really, really like, because I like mechs that run cool. And 3050U lists another Lyran variant that I've not been able to find the stats for, but has a, quote, a heavy Gauss rifle, backed up by an Artemis-equipped LRM-15 launcher, as well as a Streak launcher and three ER lasers. I have no idea how that would do, but it doesn't sound half bad. You know, heavy Gauss rifle gets in close, still huge hit. You don't really want to fire at range anymore, but an LRM-15 launcher, you do lose a bit from the 20, but it's Artemis equipped, so it's kind of comparative. Three ER lasers, that still has some range, and a Streak launcher, that could be a 2 though, but hopefully it sounds pretty good. And now we go to the Highlander 2C, finally, the clan version, and this appears in TRO 3060. It is the last mech in the book. It is still 90 tons, still 353. This guy has 12 double heat sinks, 14.5 tons of fair fibrous armor, a Gauss rifle with 3 tons of ammo, 2 Streak SRM-6s with 1 ton of ammo, 3 medium pulse lasers, and an Artemis LRM-20 with 4 tons of ammo. So this is almost a cross between the Lyran design a bit and the original. But the Lyran design came out later, so this is probably copying off this. And so, although it has a lot of ammo, still, with 4 tons of LRM-20 ammo, you can really have minefields and 1 ton, all that stuff, just a lot of long-range firepower, a lot of short-range firepower. And just for fun, I took this thing up against the original Highlander, kind of like how the Grand Titan was put up against an Atlas. And first round, the Gauss rifle, a Streak SRM-6 launcher, all of the LRMs, and 2 medium pulse lasers hit. So that's not even all of its armament, still missing a medium pulse laser and a Streak SRM-6 for 54 damage. So if everything hits, 73 damage. That's over 4.5 tons of standard armor per round. Yikes. And it can consistently put out a PSR at any range each round. And as soon as I said that, it stopped happening. But if you've got good aim, and all these things, all these rounds, all these matches, are 4 or 5 pilots. The only reason the match was as many rounds as it did because of the Highlander's hardy value. And this thing, the Highlander 2C, almost 3,000 battle value. That's battle value 1, but still, that's a lot. but you get what you pay for. Yes, you do. Overall, no matter what era, the Highlander is a tough, solid, dependable design that gets the job done. While it may not be fast, it jump jets, very heavy armor, and good all-around weaponry makes it a true assault mech. If you do not use this, I highly suggest using it, giving it a try. You should like it. Unless you like speedsters, can't find it there, but if you like anything else, you'll like it. And our vehicle of the week is the Poe. And this is another venerable and dependable design. It is a Capellan design that hails from TRO 3058. And what's funny is that Megamech counts the original as level 2, even when the base design is entirely of level 1 equipment. Weird, huh? Well, it's a 60-ton tracked vehicle going 4-6 with 10.5 tons of armor. Nothing fancy, right? And that continues, because weaponry consists of just an AC-10, 2 tons of ammo, 2 machine guns. A good, cheap tank, nothing fancy. So, I take the base Poe against the Bulldog, which is the same tonnage. Even though the Bulldog had superior firepower, a large laser, a couple of SRM racks, it couldn't match the Poe's combination of good speed, armor, and firepower. Though they both destroyed each other in the same round, the Poe did it first, so I'd count that as a win. There's only one variant of the Poe. That drops the armor by 1.5 tons, then bringing a light Gauss rifle with 3 tons of ammo and 4 machine guns and adds case. I took it up against the Morningstar. It was hard to find it because it was hard to find a real tank inside with near battle value. Its battle value is very low, and it won versus the Morningstar, even at close range. Like, this thing is a really dedicated long sniper, but it can still do damage, still hit if it gets bum rushed. Overall, the base Poe is a cheap vehicle meant to be mass-produced and sold to mercenaries or militia. While it may not be high-tech, it has its charms. Light Gauss version lowers long-range damage by only its 2 points to give the tank incredible range. If you're a Lao and you don't use this tank, shame on you. And even if you aren't Lao, get one. It's good, cheap, dependable, just like the Highlander. Now it's time for the Solaran 7 News Report, a commercial break featuring Brad Treckler. Hello there, I'm Brad Treckler with the Solaran 7 News Report. Today, the Bing Sha Du monks released their grade for the universe for this month. It was a B-. Guess we all need a little bit of work, huh? And now it is time for a commercial break. Mercenary Warehouse is a place for pre-owned mechs. We have PNT Panthers for low as $3,999 a month. Stingers as low as $999 a month. And for this month only, all energy weapons are half off. Mercenary Warehouse. Nobody does it like us. And now it is time for my review of TRO 3050U. And as some of y'all may have noticed, I posted a short review on the blog. And here are a couple points that I admit. It is very costly. My first TRO, which was published in 1996, cost $15. This thing is $35. I'm used to paying $25, but $35, that's a bit much, even though you do get 3050 updated, plus all the mechs from 2070-50. But I'm not exactly sure that's worth it, though. All the inner sphere designs and the clan designs from 3050 look great. Like, they just look freaking neat. Like, they're fighting a lot of mechs, and a lot of times they're shown fighting elementals, which is kind of weird, but they look really neat. But the Star League designs leave something to be desired. Most of them just look awful. So it does have the aerospace fighters from TRO 2752 and the Star League vehicle. So that's pretty good. It has all the updated designs of all the 3050 vehicles and 3050 mechs. So it's pretty good. Is it worth it, though? I'm not exactly sure. Right now, only buy it if you really want to. You can live without it, kind of, sort of. Because a lot of designs have a lot of new tech from the Total Warfare, and really is one of those airs, so if you really want to have all the new designs and really Total Warfare, get it. But if you're not in Total Warfare, you can skip it. It's not that good, besides it looks really, really neat. And As always, send your comments, suggestions, feedback, etc. to mechedpodcast@yahoo.com. That is mechedpodcast@yahoo.com. I'm always looking forward for ideas for Mech of the Week, Vehicle of the Week, any other segment. And check out the blog. I'm trying to do something pretty much every single day of the week and even the weekend. Putting something on there. If you like the show, tell a friend. And may all your hits be crits. Bye, everybody.